Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com. She also brought up some of the news she had made earlier in the day, a new endorsement, but didn't mention the VP by name.
There is a very clear reason why Post Malone is everyone in music's favorite person.
Okay, that's not
the right. She endorsed Post Malone for the White House.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
Is that a touchdown celebration? Cheering for a home run?
No, that's a space celebration right there. SpaceX Polaris, the Dawn crew, is out. The first historic commercial spacewalk happening as we speak. Surreal images, the crystal clear video of these first, just one astronaut so far, climbing out of the capsule as they orbit the Earth. Pretty neat.
Live picture right now, the astronaut is full torso, actually almost out to the knees in space, tethered to the spacecraft by just a little line, right?
Not moving on pretty tight.
Umbilical.
Not moving super fast either. Kind of taking it a little easy out there. I'm sure it's a little different.
Keep an eye on the spacewalk as it continues through the morning. I want to tell you about a local connection to the story you heard at the top of the hour news out of Madison. As authorities are searching for a suspected arsonist believed to have set three fires just blocks from the Capitol, including one to a home. Well, it's kind of like a home that was converted into apartments, where six UW-Madison students were staying. Madison Fire on the scene early Wednesday morning.
We had Madison Metro here to give them shelter, and we're working on further arrangements for housing at this time.
Well, those further arrangements not going great, and that's kind of the rest of the story here. The young ladies, at least one from our area, report in a post to their GoFundMe page that they awoke to fire in the home 5 o'clock in the morning Wednesday. Everybody got out okay, but the house is not livable, and quote, due to the complexities of UW housing, we have been permanently displaced. We have been tirelessly searching for a new place to live, but so far, rental agencies haven't been able to offer us a lease. Right. You're a few weeks into the school year, right?
Oh, man.
Everything's been rented.
Right.
And also, how do you turn on a dime? And oh, by the way, you got class today.
Yeah, right. And a bunch of your stuff is probably gone.
And Alabama's coming on Saturday, right? Think about what you should be thinking about, right? As a young college student. One of the young ladies, I believe she's from Franklin. I know her dad. He called me yesterday and said she's pretty much lost everything. So there's all of that, books and stuff, your clothes, all of that that they have to deal with as well. Just imagine as a parent, hard enough having your kids away at school, right, and worrying about them. But now wondering, you know, where is my daughter going to live? And how do I help clean up that mess? On the suspect, authorities believe this is a guy who started a couple of dumpster fires in addition to this home or apartments now, and they are looking for someone whom they're calling a person of interest. His picture is up online, along with coverage of our story here, as well as the GoFundMe page for the Young Badgers if you want to help them. Text fire to our WTMJ Talk and text line, 855-616-1620, and we can send you the link with all of that information. The word is fire. To 855-616-1620. Speaking of fires or dumpster fires, it was one for sure in San Francisco for the Brewers.
We have good news. That story next.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Well, you can't win all of them. Oh, okay. Yeah, yes.
That's called for.
So the Brewers fall to the Giants 13-2. I think it was the final on that one. It really doesn't matter. They gave up 8 runs in 2 innings.
Mike Yastrzemski reaches down and hits a sweeper out of the ballpark for a 3-run homer. 8-0 San Francisco.
All right, so it was 8-0 after 2 innings. So if anything, you got to go to bed early. But even the Giants PA guy knew it was a boat race. Listen to this Yastrzemski homer again. Vince, listen closely here. You'll hear it.
2-2 coming. Line to right. This one is trouble. It is right way here. Back and gone.
Listen right here. They played the horn. That guy played a boat horn on us. That's what they do over there. Yeah. Okay. An absolute cannonballing. Colin Ray struggled. 4 innings, 10 runs. He falls to 12-5 for the season. Now, there is some good news, believe it or not. The Cubs also lost to the Dodgers. So that means we have a new magic number to clinch the NL Central despite the Brewers losing. What do we got, Pancake?
Well, that'd be 8, Eric.
All right, 8, our new magic number. Same teams tonight right here on WDTM.
Which is all well and good, but you don't want to back in here. Like, we got to start playing better.
Agreed. They don't usually lose this way, though. I mean, this is...
It's a rarity to be blown out.
Yes.
Had a few. It is Thursday today. Last time we saw Packers quarterback Jordan Love, he was getting helped off the field in Sao Paulo, Brazil. What looked like in the moment could be a season-ending injury turned out to be less severe, of course. How much less severe? Still an open question as we're just days away from the Packers' next game.
You left the door open for Jordan on Monday. Is that door any more or less open here today?
I'd say it's pretty open.
It's pretty open. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur on Wednesday still not ruling Love out for Sunday's game.
Our guys have done a great job with him, Flea and Nate, and all our athletic trainers, our strength staff. And but at the same time, like I told you guys, he's got to be cleared. We got to feel like he can protect himself, and he's got to be confident enough to go out there and do that. Until that happens, then we're not even going to think about that.
So most docs, without specific knowledge, in fairness of the injury to Love, suggest an MCL sprain will keep him off the field for at least a couple of weeks. But
nothing is a line. Everything, everywhere is always moving, forever.
So if it's not Love, it will be newly acquired backup Malik Willis, who's taken the majority of snaps in practice with the number one offense. LaFleur saying Sean Clifford also getting some work there. Packers and Colts, noon kick on Sunday at Lambeau Field. You're not buying any of this. Well, I don't know.
It's exhausting sometimes. Like,
I just say he's out.
Yes. That way we're not like maybe thinking, hoping.
Are the Colts not really preparing for Malik Willis? But whatever. This is the game that we play.
Yeah, you're right.
6:19 on Wisconsin's Morning News, coming up 1982 all over again. In theaters now, just a bit outside.
Just a bit outside.
The story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers.
Everybody loves their hometown team, but there is something different in Milwaukee.
Don Sutton said it best. He said every player should have the privilege of playing in Milwaukee.
81, 82, there was a recession going on. We knew that the people were hurting. We were trying to give them something that they could hang on to.
And, here we go.
Here we go. It was a blue carpet VIP world premiere Wednesday for this documentary at Marcus Majestic Cinema in Brookfield. I was privileged to attend and got to see the film. It was really good. I mean, spoiler alert, the Brewers lost in Game 7.
Yeah.
Cardinals. But, man, there were stories that I hadn't heard. And to listen to some of these guys, you know, some of it's emotion, some of it's the feel of the city and all that stuff. And a lot of it is what happened game by game, and in some cases, pitch by pitch. The recall of these guys about exactly how things played out was so fascinating. Most of that 82 team was back together and loving it.
Vince Vitrano here at the Marcus Majestic Cinema in Brookfield on the blue carpet for the premiere of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. Everybody's here. Talking with Mike Caldwell. Okay, most likely to hit the buffet hard tonight.
Jimmy Gander.
Jimmy, really?
Yeah, Jimmy
but
Gander.
But he wears it well. He looks great.
He does. Matter of fact, he looks better than he did last time I saw him.
Talking with number 17, Jim Gantner. Who are you most anxious to see, like who you hadn't seen in a while?
Our last reunion, Vukovich wasn't here, so it's great to see Vuki here tonight. And
you're too young here to know Jim Gantner.
No, I've met him a couple times, but I wasn't able to see him play. But he's definitely been one of my favorites, you know, growing up. So,
how do you like that, Jim?
Thank you very much. Really, yeah. I had to pay that guy.
So. This guy here has got a World Series 1982 pennant. Cardinals Brewers, you bought it at County Stadium?
Yes, I did. I went to the ball game with my dad. Got my first autographs on it today.
Wow, and you're doing pretty well here. I see Paulie Molitor. Who else we got?
Well, I got Caldwell, Gantner, Gorman Thomas, Jimmy Slayton, Cecil Cooper.
Coop's here? Where's Coop? Number 15, Cecil Cooper. Coop, can I tell you something? You were the first guy when I was at the ballpark that I had to ask, how come they always booing Coop?
Well, I thought they were booing me too.
They're not saying boo, they're saying Coop.
Yeah, but boo, boo, boo. I don't know where it came from, but I liked it. Yeah, Raleigh Fingers signing autographs, just like always.
Always. You worry when they stop asking.
Yeah. How's that feel today?
Good. Feel good. Yeah. Having a good time.
Greg Marcus here at his Majestic Cinema. Hey, you want to sneak into Twisters?
I was just saying, that summer, I was a vendor at County Stadium.
Do we still see you on the trailer? Are you going to come up eating popcorn?
I don't know. I hope so.
Well, I hope so. It's your house. This lady's brought, what, like 4x4 blown up pic of Robin Yount on the motorcycle. Who do you got to get signed yet?
Just Skinner yet. And Yukovich, it was signed by Robin Yount originally. So it was hanging up in our bar called Zim's. And Robin Yount walked in and saw his picture and said, well, I think I want to sign it. So he signed it. And now I'm helping collect the rest of the signatures of the 1982 game.
Talking with Brewers great Charlie Moore. How about getting the band back together?
Everybody looked pretty good. I mean, they walk a little bit slower and all that. But the guys for their age now, you know, I imagine all of us are close to 70. So, yeah, I think everybody looks great.
Here with David Gruber, let's go sneak into Beetlejuice, right?
What? Go sneak into Beetlejuice?
Yeah. What else we got? We got Alien here tonight?
I don't know. You're talking about this. I was talking about the 69 Mets before. You know. Supposed to be a baseball night. Right.
Round of applause for Commissioner Emeritus Bud Selig and founding owner of the Brewers. Talk with Brewers great Cecil Cooper, first baseman. Your name is not often mentioned in some of the crazy party stories. Were you in there with those guys, or did they out party?
Yeah, I was there, but I was kind of like the guy on the corner watching, you know, in
the background. Keep me out of it.
In the background.
Talking with Mike Caldwell. Mike, are there any stories that you hadn't heard, like when you all get together?
Well, none that I'm going to tell you, but...
So there are stories I haven't heard, is that right?
We repeat a lot of them, but there are some good ones.
The film is just a bit outside. It's screening at Marcus Theaters across Southeast Wisconsin. Limited showings today and then all over starting tomorrow. Brewers lose yet gain ground in their quest for a playoff berth. We've got sports at 6:45.
Another milestone for pop star Taylor Swift, who topped a Beyonce record at the MTV Video Music Awards on Wednesday night. She had 7 wins, so now she has the most VMAs of all time. She's got 30. She and Post Malone accepted an award during the VMA telecast for their song they put together, Fortnite. She paid tribute to the victims of 9/11 since it came on the anniversary.
I've just been thinking about what happened 23 years ago. Everyone who lost a loved one and everyone that we lost. And that is the most important thing about today. And everything that happens tonight falls behind that.
She also brought up some of the news she had made earlier in the day, a new endorsement, but didn't mention the VP by name.
There is a very clear reason why Post Malone is everyone in music's favorite person.
Okay, that's not the
reason. She endorsed Post Malone for the White House.
No, that's not the one we're looking for.
And the fact that this is a fan-voted award and you voted for this, I appreciate it so much. And if you are over 18, please register to vote for something else that's very important coming out.
By the way, here's why that's important. Some would say, well, who cares who she endorses for president? And that's likely true. Is it going to really sway a mind? Who knows? But it is going to bring more people to the table because they already said that hundreds of thousands of people clicked on the voting registration link that she posted on her socials.
Taylor told me to vote, so
yeah,
I will.
Yeah. So if anything, at least is bringing awareness. So you can say, oh, it's not going to affect someone's mind, but it is going to be somewhat of a game changer.
I appreciate it. She gets to have a message, and it wasn't overtly political.
Sure.
Right? So she got a little political with it. Wouldn't stand up there cracking on people. That's what exhausts people from some of these, you know, award shows. Do the kids watch the videos anymore?
The VMAs?
Right. No, do they watch the videos? Oh. Like, everybody does a video,
well,
but like,
so, but they pop up on social, like Spotify. I mean, there is video when you listen to music on your phone now that you can look at. And it's like kind of loops, and there's some GIFs in there and different things.
In my day, Thriller was a long video. It was almost 15 minutes.
Speaking of music, a very special everyday hero this week. That's next. We do it every Thursday. We recognize and honor an everyday hero. An everyday hero is when Wisconsin's Morning News celebrates an average John or Jane Doe who had no idea when they got up one morning that they would be saving a life. And sometimes it's not just an average John or Jane Doe. It could be a celebrity John or Jane Doe. Everyday Hero, sponsored by Azura Memory Care and Assisted Living, transforming the culture of care. Today, Vince, we head to Nashville. John Bon Jovi is being said to have convinced a desperate woman not to jump off a bridge. He was shooting a music video on a pedestrian bridge this week. There's video of this. It's actually quite dramatic. And he noticed a woman standing on the ledge outside of the railing. So he was shooting this video or doing whatever they're doing, looked over, and she's on the outside of the railing, looking down, thinking, processing, clearly in a moment of struggle. And he stopped the shoot. John Bon Jovi approached the woman along with a member of the production team and persuaded the woman to take his hand. Now, we don't have no idea if she knew who he was or not. I don't think that's the point here. But she did agree. They were able to get her back over, and she is now in the hospital getting treatment. Nashville police praising John Bon Jovi and his team for realizing what was happening and for that selfless effort. How about that?
Well, and how about for dude to go over there himself instead of be like, hey, somebody go check on that lady.
Yeah,
I'll be in my trailer.
Somebody go do that. No, right. Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. He did it. And here's the best part. She's going to be all right. And we have video of it. You can see it. If you want to, what's the word we got? Hero? If you text the word hero, we do have a link to the video, 855-616-1620. You don't recognize the woman. Don't worry. There's nothing sensationalized about this. It's just a surveillance video of him walking over with his production staff. But how about that? Thank you, John Bon Jovi, for, yes, realizing the moment. And by the way, we should always mention there is a call line that you can call if you have struggles. 988 is the number. Use it. Everyday Hero, sponsored by Azura Memory Care and Assisted Living, transforming the culture of care.
Time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk.
Two words, really, can describe the Brewers last night.
Boat race.
Oh, don't say it. No.
Well, there are two other words.
Barrel roll. Well,
yes. Okay. And there's also boat horn. Yeah, okay. All of it. Yes.
What did you call it? Cannonballed?
They got cannonballed. Brewers fall to the Giants 13-2. This game was never even close.
Mike Yastrzemski reaches down and hits a sweeper out of the ballpark for a three-run homer. 8-0. San Francisco.
That was the second inning. Colin Ray.
That was inning two.
Code Red really struggled. Four innings, 10 runs. He falls to 12-5. Yeah, he's been, you know, this isn't a good thing to happen, of course, but I guess the good news is we all got to go to bed a little bit earlier than normal. So here is the interesting part about it. Jake Bowers had to pitch. And how about this? He got a K.
3-2 pitch. Struck him out swinging. Jake Bowers got his first big league K, and he keeps the baseball. Atta baby Jake.
So we
had, what a great highlight.
Had that going for us. Of course, he doesn't usually pitch, Murph.
That was his first strikeout ever? He's pitched like six times. It took him a while.
You look for stuff like that to lighten the mood, though, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, same teams tonight. We do have some really good news, though. Despite the loss, the Cubs also lost, which means magic number keeps going down.
Well, that'd be 8, Eric.
Yeah, thank you, Greg. The magic number now 8 to clinch the NL Central.
While not officially ruling out injured quarterback Jordan Love for Sunday's game, Packers head coach Matt LaFleur says newly acquired backup Malik Willis is taking most of the snaps with the number one offense. Willis, now about 3 weeks into the playbook with the Packers.
Pretty much around the clock since I got here. Yeah. That's the reality of this thing. You try to come in and be ready to go if you're called upon. Like you said, you just work each day, and that's it. That's all you can do. That's all you can control, you know what I mean?
You think he's been told, like, no, I'm just saying this. You're for sure starting on Sunday. Like, dude's out.
God, I hope so.
If not, like, how bad is that? Like, the guy's on one leg. Like, I can do this, right? Seems like his mind is in the right place anyway. LaFleur conceding they may not trim back. They may have to trim back a little bit in their play calling, depending on what LaFleur sees in practice and how Malik study up with his, learning all the plays and what he's good at as well. Packers and Colts, noon Sunday at Lambeau Field.
Atta baby Jake!
6:54 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Just told you in sports, it's going to be Malik Willis, barring the unforeseen, starting for the Green Bay Packers on Sunday. And we bring in ESPN's Jen Latta this morning. You've been doing some digging on our guy.
Well, you know, just due diligence and whatnot. You know, talking to people
like
from Tennessee. Yeah, you know, reporting, as it were.
What do we know about it?
And, well, I'll tell you this. Folks from affiliated with the Tennessee football team hope he starts week three when the Packers take on the Titans.
Oh, that's not a good sign.
Yeah, heck of an endorsement, huh? So here's what I got when I was talking to folks around the Tennessee program. He's a great kid, well-meaning and polite, soft-spoken.
I'm not interested in any of those 100%. Things right now.
Are you familiar with the compliment sandwich?
Yes, right, yes. However.
Right, hear me out. Struggles with football. That is an actual sentence I was given by someone who is familiar with his game. Struggles with football, has issues diagnosing what is happening in front of him, struggles to operate, takes a lot of unnecessary sacks. He had never called plays in a huddle before he came to the NFL. The center for the Tennessee Titans, the center on the offensive line, guys, was calling plays for a stretch when Malik Willis was called into duty. He was telling the receivers where to go. He was calling the plays because Malik couldn't handle that. So Chewy always talks about how you can be a freak athlete, right? And by all accounts, guys, this kid has a cannon of an arm. Mm-hmm. He is an athlete. But if you struggle to process and diagnose what you're seeing out there, pre-snap, post-snap, because obviously things change, that's going to be a problem. So I think the Packers have a tall task of essentially hiding the quarterback on the field this weekend against the Colts.
I mean, you could even see it in the two plays that he took under center in the last game. He looked overwhelmed.
Summed up by,
oh, no.
Very good.
Okay, well, all right, let me play the role I don't usually play, which is that of optimist. Yeah. We had another guy who got thrust into a starting role who didn't know nothing about the offense or about whatever play was called.
You're comparing him to number four?
He was just chucking the ball all over the place. I'm not yet, but I'm saying there's precedent for that. Brett got smarter over the years, but man, when he started, I mean, you were just glad the kid showed up.
Yeah, so look, you can always go, oh, well, maybe this person that Jen spoke to was an isolated incident, right? However, Ty Dunn, who is used to cover the Packers, now has a blog and a whole thing happening with football. He also polled NFL scouts. And I got to tell you guys, I got 10 scouts in front of me that he collected. Bob McGinn, you guys are familiar with his work, collected their assessment of Malik Willis, and none of it is any better. So all I'm trying to do, this is not Jen being Debbie Downer. This is not Jen trying to pee in your Cheerios this morning. This is Jen telling you, this guy ain't it. And the Packers are stuck, with him behind center, against the Colts at the very least. So I don't know if you want to use all your juju or your 11-11s or whatever it is over the next few days, but you should push that energy towards Jordan Love getting back on the field as soon as possible.
Hey, is LaFleur just messing with us, though, with the whole, I don't know.
Love could still play.
He's messing with us.
I don't think Love is going to play this week, but I think they are crossing their fingers, crossing their toes, crossing their eyes that he is back out there against Tennessee week three.
And we should be too. Thanks, Jen.